Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Almost 90% of pallets used in the construction sector end up in landfill. My next guest has a more sustainable solution, and her company, CJ Sheeran, uses the pallet loop system to reuse them and prevent an estimated 1 million pallets being thrown in skips. She's Lisa Dooley, and she's sales operations lead with CJ Sheeran in Laois, and she's our Green Business Person of the Month in association with Repac. Congratulations, Lisa.
Thank you very much.
Remind us how the pallet loop works.
Okay, so it begins with a circular solution for pallet use within the construction industry. And ourselves, CJ Sheeran, we're in the business a long, long time now. We are Ireland's largest timber manufacturer and recycler. Mm-hmm. And we have 13 sites all across Ireland.
And you make pallets?
We do. We manufacture pallets and we recover pallets. And we operate a zero waste model within our company. So we recover pallets, repair them. And
which means you go out and collect them.
We do. We collect nationwide. We have our own logistics fleet and we're on the road every day delivering and collecting pallets.
So explain it to me. So someone collects a load of bricks or a bit of steel or whatever it is on a pallet that you have made, and then they might sell it on to someone else and you can track each pallet, and then you send out your fleet of trucks to collect those pallets. Is that it?
Yes, we are continuously sourcing pallets nationwide.
All right. Okay. And how many pallets have you out there at any one time?
Yeah, so we manufacture up to 5 million and recover up to 5 million every year.
5 million pallets?
Yes, 5 million pallets.
And that's just in Ireland?
That's just in Ireland.
Gosh, so it must be hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions.
In Europe.
Yes, exactly. And I suppose how the pallet loop came about was the construction industry, as you said, has always had a huge problem with pallet use on construction sites and in hardware stores. Mm. And 90% of those pallets end up in a skip every year after just one single use. So the pallet loop.
And so the company, the builder, whoever it is, they literally just dump the pallet after it's used. If it's broken or do they just dump it anyway?
But you see good solid timber pallets being put into a skip,
right?
Because there's no other solution. And construction companies and hardware stores, they're busy. Do you know, it's a financial burden as well, having to skip these pallets, and mm-hmm. it takes up the time. And
someone has to remove the skips.
Exactly, exactly. And the pallet loop, so, is targeted at the construction industry. They are purposely designed, designed pallets that are to be reused. We manufacture these pallets.
And do you have a tracker in them?
Yes, so they're each pallet has an RFID tracking label. So we're able to monitor the manufacture of these pallets, the recovery patterns, and as well as when we repair and reuse them.
Okay, and all these trucks on the roads, I hope they're using HVO or hydro-treated vegetable oil.
Yes, exactly. So we have started our own sustainability in the logistics fleet already in the last year. So we actually moved over to a different supplier of fleet with Scania, which we already increased our efficiency 20% miles per gallon by moving to them. But also is that we're actually in the basis of trialling HVO as well on some of our trucks.
Okay. In terms of the industry that you're in, it is one of the least sustainable sometimes in terms of concrete and aggregates and, of course, pallets. Would you like to see some sort of legislation to make it less, you know, one-way system?
Yes, of course. Like, there's a huge appetite coming from the construction industry at the moment for Pallet Loop to succeed here. So last year we launched with ISFA and Gyprock, also known as the Greater Sangaban Group. And since they've launched with the Pallet Loop in November, we have already recovered, repaired and sent pallets back into the circulation. So it's gone beyond theory now. The system works, and we have huge amount of interest with leading companies in Ireland signing up to the pallet loop and are already returning their pallets.
What kind of companies do you provide pallets for?
So we provide pallets for all different companies across different industries, and within the construction industry, the pallet loop has Gyprock and Isofer loo pallets at the moment in the market. And the people that are, the companies that are receiving these pallets are your leading companies of Sisk, BAM, Kingspan, Chadwicks, Topline, United Hardware. They're all returning these pallets as we speak.
So they're on board as well.
They're all on
board. So once the big guys get on board, then that's going to be it. Thank you so much for coming in, Lisa. And congratulations on being our Green Business Person of the Month with Repack. That's Lisa Dooley from CJ Sheeran. And that's it for now and for this week and for this month.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.